time management, writing craft, marketing, quick tips for busy writers. This is the Juggling Author Podcast.
Hello, friends. Today on the Juggling Author Podcast, I want to talk to you. I want to do some head-to-head comparison, some grudge match, death match. I'm not sure the word I'm looking for there. Grudge match, probably. I'm going to talk about, let's say, Word versus Scrivener versus Google Docs versus Vellum. And if you want the too long didn't read, I'm basically just going to say that whichever tool works for you, that's the tool you should use. All right, I'm out of here. No, I'm just kidding. I'll say a little more about this all than that, obviously. First up, let's look at the competitors. Word is the old standby. There is their Mac and desktop, Mac and Windows versions of it, maybe even Linux, who knows. Their Office 360 is the new online thing. It's the old standard. Everybody knows and loves Word, and you've been using it since you were in computer lab in the third grade. Word has the benefit of being well-polished. You know, a 20-year-old software is very well-polished, but it doesn't have, it's not specifically really made for authors. It can't do some of the things that the other things can do. So let's move on to Scrivener. Scrivener is, and when I talk about Scrivener, Scrivener's the one I'm comfortable with, but there's also other tools like Ulysses. And there's probably other ones out there, but Scrivener's the one I'm familiar with. And this one, let's just put this in a category of word processors that are designed specifically for authors and are designed specifically for the task of writing fiction. And Scrivener has been my favorite tool for things that I'm working on by myself, and I'll talk about more on that in a few minutes. Scrivener's been my favorite tool for years because of the way that I can include my beats. I can write in scenes. I can move things around. Like one example, I may have talked about this in the Juggling Author book, but one of the things that in 2016 or 17, I wrote a novel that featured two separate timelines. It was about one character, and there was like 30,000 words about that happened in the past and 30,000 words that happened in the future. And this all became one novel. And in the final product, the scenes were interspersed. You know, it was like past, present, past, present, past, present. But when I wrote it in Scrivener, I was able to write all of the past scenes first. And then all of the present scenes. So I was able to keep the chronology straight in my head. And then in Scrivener, it's really just a matter of dragging and dropping the scenes where you want them to go. There's also a ton of crap that I love, ton of crap in Scrivener that I don't use. I really love its searching abilities in Scrivener version 3. I really love its word count feature where it tracks your word count and you can set daily goals and you can see trends over time. I used to love the compile feature, but in Scrivener version 3, I am not in love with the compile feature at all. I think they changed it completely and made it horribly confusing. Excuse me. But one of the great things you can do with Scrivener is that you can just write and write and write in whatever font you want. You can use, curly quotes, straight quotes, whatever you want. And then when you compile it, you can change a lot of that stuff. So you just write it however you want, and then when you compile it, you can set the style for what it's going to look like. And that's something that's really awesome about Scrivener. Now let's talk about Google Docs. Google Docs is basically like Word, except it's all in the cloud. And if I'm doing something collaborative, Google Docs is great. Now I've collaborated on a few novels with other authors, and I've done all the writing in Scrivener, then shared the Scrivener file. But when we're doing brainstorming, like when we're sharing beats, when we're sharing an outline, when we're sharing notes about the file, I've done it all in Google Docs because it's just so easy. You know, two people can be in the same document at the same exact time making notes. And that's hella convenient, right? If Scrivener ever has an online version, I would absolutely use that for collaborative writing. But until that's possible, Google Docs is the place to be when it comes to actually collaborating on a single document. The ability to make comments, the ability to have versioning and go back and see what other people have changed. It's really kick-ass. And finally, let's talk about Vellum. Now, Vellum isn't really a word processor. I mean, you could theoretically write a novel in Vellum. And I've certainly used some editing in it, like if I've already got my novel formatted and then maybe I get like some last minute feedback from a beta reader pointing out a typo, I will definitely go into Vellum, and that's where I make my final edits to a novel. But what Vellum was mostly for is for formatting ebooks, and now as of 2018, I think, formatting print books, which thank God they created that print module. It has made making print books so much easier. But Vellum, it's fine with me that Scrivener screwed up their compile module and their ebook formatting module in version 3, because it doesn't matter anymore. All that matters in Scrivener is that I make a passable Word document, then that gets fed into Vellum. Vellum makes the ebooks really pretty for me, and that's really all I care about for Vellum. So really, if you put Vellum aside, because it's not really a word, it's not really a text editor, but if we're talking about Word versus Scrivener / Ulysses / any other desktop application made specifically for writers versus Google Docs, you can see generally the answer is whatever you're comfortable with. I like Scrivener. I don't use Word anymore, except, you know, if I get something if I get something back from an editor, you know, that when you share a file with an editor, most editors are not going to take a Scrivener document. They're going to want a Word doc. And so when they send it back to you, it's going to be in a Word doc. And you can, and I have done it both ways. I have done it the way where I've then just done my final passes through Word. I've also done it where my final pass, where I will import it back into Scrivener. That's one nice thing Scrivener can do, is that if you like demarcate your chapters somehow, like putting a plus plus or a couple ampersands or something like that, then you can, in Scrivener, you can say look for ampersands and split that into chapters. But usually I'll just keep it in Word or Google Docs and then put it straight into Vellum when I'm done the final edits, if I'm using an editor for that. All right, let me say it again. So really, whatever you're comfortable with, because my method for writing fiction, the juggling author method for writing fiction, is to automate things to save time, to figure out what works for you and stick with it. And so if you are most comfortable with Word, that's what you should use. If you're most comfortable with Google Docs, that's what you should use. I think if you were willing to, if you have the time to learn a little bit of Scrivener, you might find that it saves you time in the long run, or maybe you don't. Maybe it's all just the kind of thing of, if you want to put that high on your priority list, if you have some available time to figure out Scrivener, you might find it saves you time in the long run, or it might not. You might be better off just sticking what you're with what you are comfortable with. That didn't grammatically make any sense, now did it? Anyway, so I feel like I've rattled on enough about the differences between some basic word processors, so I'm going to shut up now and say thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll consider supporting me on Patreon so you can get bonus episodes. That's at patreon.com/thejugglingauthor. And thanks for tuning in, and I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Take care.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Juggling Author Podcast. Make sure to rate and review the show on iTunes and visit www.thejugglingauthor.com for free bonuses and more info about the show.